We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire, brought to you by Regions Bank.
Ron and Show, Hughley's out, Wade Smith is in. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. We got good news for the Cougs, baby. We got good news for the Cougs. And anybody that's not a Coug that has U of H in their bracket, Houston's market, Marcus Sasser. His status was up in the air a bit here. We're talking about the American Conference Player of the Year, All-American, and one of the best scorers in college basketball. He injured his groin during the conference tourney less than a week ago and then was pulled at half last night. Status is in question, Boy, these days run together.
Yeah.
He was pulled at half in last night's first round win. His status to play versus Auburn in the second round is up in the air. And, or let me say, it was up in the air because Marcus Sasser has pulled a Lance McCullers, and he just said, to hell with it. I'm going to give y'all an update. According to Joseph Duarte, U of H beat writer for the Houston Chronicle, Houston guard Marcus Sasser, quote, "This is not a game time decision. I'm going to play against Auburn," end quote. Smitty, look, I mean, I don't know. I would never was the caliber player to be like, hey, coaches, hey, trainers, I got this. I'm going to let everybody know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
But Marcus Sasser couldn't be any clearer. He is going to play in the second round. And hope and pray, fingers crossed, that he can stay healthy and this doesn't end up biting him in the long run. But at some point in the tourney, man, when you got a guy this caliber that's out and really you're on borrowed time with just a handful of games left, assuming you're going to make a deep run, you're going to have to risk it at some point in time. I guess Marcus is comfortable going risking it against Auburn in the second round Saturday.
Put the ball down and let's go. That's what he told us in so many words. Like, listen, hey, this is the tournament. It's win or go home. I'm going to be ready to go. There's nothing to discuss or contemplate. I know I can play. I'm going to play. And it's no longer a game time decision. He's going to be out there tomorrow night against Auburn. And that's a big deal that he is going to be out there against Auburn because it's a good opponent. You're basically playing a road game. You need to have all your bullets in the chamber if you're going to go out there and get that dub. And so Marcus Sasser being able to play, that's a big deal for the Houston Cougars.
U of H Cougars versus the Auburn Tigers. Old Bruce Pearl, he's a good one now. He's entertaining as hell. He's a good. Let him win this game. He'll mess around and be shirtless in the damn crowd again like he was a couple years ago. Like
he ain't got no sense, boy.
I don't see it happening barring any kind of injury to these guys because also U of H has Jamal Sheed says he hyperextended his right knee near the end of the first half again last night but said he will play Saturday against Auburn. To hell with it. I mean, I guess there's just the trainer, the sports information? Is that what it was in college?
SID
was the one that would update everybody on injuries and depth charts and roster moves and things like that. Hell with it. In 2023, we just go straight to the players. Jamal Sheed, Marcus Sasser, they say they're playing, ladies and gentlemen. Got to be music to the ears of all of our Cougs out there and anybody that's got the Cougars making a deep run in the tourney.
5 o'clock fire.
I don't know why, but I went ahead and made an executive decision. My man Tyler didn't have this in the 5 o'clock fire for y'all, but I thought I might as well go ahead and put it out there. All right, the Bayou Bowl, the Greater Houston Area All-Star Football Game. It's been around for several years now, and it's an East versus West. All the big-time players here in the city of Houston and all the surrounding cities obviously. But Smitty, they've announced it, man. Your boy is an honorary head coach, man. I'm the honorary head coach for the East team. Come on, man. All us Eastsiders over here, man. I've been back in the city for a while now, starting to get a little starting to get asked to do some of these different things. And Dick Olin, my old high school coach, I mean, he's an absolute gem. One of my good buddies, man. And he asked me to do it, and I said, hell yeah. And I hadn't told him because I didn't know when they were going to announce it. But I'm joining the head coach from Barbers Hill, Carl Absek, and his staff, as well as the head coach at Galena Park, Spyro Amarantos, if I'm saying that right, coach. Sorry if not. I'll call you Spyro. But I'm joining that staff on the east side to coach the Bayou Bowl. You know who the honorary coach is on the other side?
I know this person?
Oh, yeah.
I know this person. Oh, yeah. Did this person play in the league with us?
Played in the league, not with us. Former Houston Oiler, Dan Pastorini.
Oh, damn.
Dan Pastorini got them old West Siders. I got them East Siders.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, man.
Man, I love you, Clint, but that's a different level of status when you're talking about
ain't no
Dan
doubt.
Pastorini.
Ain't no doubt. That's big time. You know what's crazy? Quick story. You know, real quick. I ended up going to two Oiler games. We were on the side of the tracks where you just ain't got to kind of – you ain't got the spare funds to be easing into Houston and sitting in the stands to watch the Oilers back in the day. I had an uncle that had access to some tickets, and he took me to two Oiler games. Both games, they're the same seats, obviously, because he was getting the same seats from somebody. At the time, I thought it was just luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Sat two seats down from Dan Pastorini. At the time, you know, the crazy thing, at the time, because I wasn't – when I knew what the hell was going on, Dan was done.
Yeah.
And so coming up, the Houston Raceway, the drag strip is in Baytown.
Okay.
So coming up, I knew Dan Pastorini as a drag racer.
Oh yeah.
So
I didn't know that about him.
He was in a drag game. That's how I knew him. He was drag racing.
Okay.
And that's one of the top. I don't know how long it's going to be around, but it was one of the top. They did ran all the Nationals out there. Well, it was right in our backyard. Literally, you could hear the cars running from my brother's place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we would go out there growing up. We'd go out there and watch them. I knew Dan Pastorini as the race car driver.
Think about people that right now, they probably think of Michael Strahan as he's just mm-hmm. got us on, you know, CBS or whatever it
yep.
is.
Good Morning America.
Like they know him as that. And you knew Dan Pastorini as a drag. You know what I think I need to do is, I think I need to read John Lopez's book because I bet you that's in there. I bet you I can find out everything I need to know about Dan Pastorini and that thing.
No question. It's crazy, though. I sat two seats down from him. My uncle's like, you know who that is? And I said, no, I don't know who it is. He said, Dan Pastorini. I said, you know about the old drag race car driver? He said, yeah. He said, but he was also a quarterback for the Oilers, you fool. I was like, well, yeah. I need to go back and do some research. You know, just I was so young, I didn't know no better. But
are you nervous? Are you nervous about –
Nah.
Calling any plays or drawing up anything in the dirt. You just go out there and just look good.
Honorary, chief. Honorary, okay. Man. Right. Show up, you know, be around the kids. All the easy stuff. Just show up, act like you know what the hell you're talking about. I know Coach Absek and that they'll be – Coach Olin always has great coaches involved. They'll be fine. I'll be in great hands, man.
I know you'll have your pregame speech ready, though.
Oh, I had me a little
I know something. You had that ready.
I had me a little something from a quarterback. I'll be in there a little bit We'll definitely get the fellas rocking and rolling.
Off your ass on your feet, out the shade and in the heat.
Let's go. We got a game to win. You damn right. Come on now. We ain't playing PlayStation, but get your ass out here. This is the real deal. What'd you say, Smitty? Roll the ball out there and let's play. Blow the whistle. Let's go.
Put the ball down and let's go.
There you go. Something like I knew I'd butcher the hell out of it. Yeah, that's where we're at.
I feel like you just took a shot at me with the PlayStation thing.
5 o'clock fire.
I did not, but that's your
guilty. Unintentional.
I hear you.
You must have got home last night halfway lit and played.
Oh, I played at least two games of Madden.
See, that's your own. That's your own.
Is
that's
Madden
your own
still guilt. Good?
Yeah, I love Madden, man.
Okay, was hearing that Madden stopped being good recently, and I just was disappointed, but I haven't been on Madden in probably about 7-8 years now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like a, quote, gamer necessarily. Like, I play Madden in like 2K, and that's it. But I like Madden a lot.
That's the next step for Tyler, by the way, Smitty.
Yeah.
That's the next step
what?
For Tyler. Be able to go out with your buddies and get drunk and go home and go to bed instead of stay up for another 4 hours playing video games.
I wasn't tired.
I'm saying it's a natural.
Eventually, it's going to happen.
Eventually, you're going to reach. You're going to reach a point where you're like, yeah, man, I just ain't got it in me.
Gotcha.
I ain't got it in me. You're probably going to graduate from video games to like Netflix, and then you'll get to a point where you're like, hell with it, I'll catch it in the morning, or I'll catch it tomorrow, or I'll catch it.
Oh well, shoot. Some nights I play Madden and I watch Netflix.
Well, yeah. See, you got a lot. You're young. You got a lot of.
You a headphone guy when you play the games?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Because if you got the headphones on, then I'd be like, I think you are a gamer.
I actually normally have the Odyssey app on while I'm playing a game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Smitty, I'm gonna tell you, man. I watch a lot of HGTV.
I do too.
I love it. I literally get giddy about the opportunity to buy a property or like I have a property that I have to redo or something. Like instead of being like, damn, I got to spend money, I look at it like, hell, this is going to be fun. If I watch one more, and I'm sorry, I know a lot of youngsters out there are going to be offended by this. I'm call me old, whatever you want. But if I watch one more renovation of a house and they spend $200,000 and they build the kids a gaming room, I'm gonna go nuts, man. I'm gonna go nuts. I mean, it is literally like I don't know how anybody in their right mind, Smitty. Like I know a lot of dudes that play ball and got millions that they have setups where it's basically a man cave movie room. Like these are like closets, bro. Like you're literally putting your kid in a I bet your master's bedroom closet in your house is bigger than what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It is literally a closet they're closing these kids in with a screen on the wall. I'm just like, what are we doing? What the hell's going on, man?
His parents trying to make sure they have some alone time to themselves. That's all that is.
Gosh dang it, man. I just
building it in, you know.
I play video games, but I'm with you on that.
Bro, I used to have to sneak, like act like I was going to bed and wait till I heard my dad walk by the room so I could go in there and turn the game back on.
I was turning some other stuff on.
It used to be the worst, man. Like, my parents, my mom was really like, I had to keep my door open. This was like 9, 10, 11 years old. You weren't allowed to close your doors until you was like about 14.
Right.
And if I'm playing the game and I know she's in the house, I got to turn the volume all the way down and I'm half listening and half playing the game. And then when she come by, you got to turn the channel real quick, drop the remote and just... Hold you up your hands up like, you know, hey, mom, how you doing?
Yeah.
Because you don't want you on the game too much.
Right. Yeah.
These days, it's a little different. They just give them an iPad and keep it moving.
Smitty, I learned, maybe I was just wiser at a young age, and maybe just call it the good Lord working in mysterious ways. I stayed up one night. This is why I don't play them, by the way, because I stay up all night. Like my competitive gene kicks in.
Yeah.
And I'm playing. Tomb Raider was the last game that I played back in the
day. What'd you call it?
Tomb Raider.
Okay,
it was a girl, a real good-looking girl. Yeah. At one point, they made a movie about it.
Laura Croft.
Laura Croft, that was her name, And it was an adventure.
Angelina Jolie played her in the movie.
She did.
There you go.
She did
it was.
That.
I stayed up all night. I looked down at my watch. It was like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I had to go to school at 6:30, whatever time it was we were going to school.
Yeah.
I was like, what in the hell am I doing? And I never played it again. Cold turkey was done because I knew there wasn't no way. I knew I wasn't good enough to be up all night and then go play. I had to just keep a starting position. I had to get some rest.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, real quick on these Astros, man. Yordan Alvarez is he's been spotted. I've seen a video. I've heard the crack of the bat, folks. Yordan Alvarez is swinging the bat on the field again. Batting cage on the field, though. Not in the batting cages underneath the field or on the side. I'm talking about the bat, the cage on the field. Taking a little bit of BP for the first time this spring. Smitty, big news, 13 days out from opening day, the big fella's back, at least swinging a bat right now. Good news for Astros fans.
Yeah, it tells me he's going to be back sooner than later. A guy like that, a bat like that, is what you want and need in the lineup if you're the Astros. It makes them their lineup the most formidable in Major League Baseball, and so – you know, he had an amazing run as the most intimidating force in major leagues, and now you get him healthy, keep him healthy. The Astros will be ready to go right back to work, winning the division, winning Super Bowl, winning World Series again and again.
It's all built around Yordan Alvarez, no question about it. But there's another young bat in this lineup that it looks like he's picking up right where he left off. Jeremy Pena, old panty dropping Pena, folks. He's back, first game back from WBC, the World Baseball Classic, first game back in an Astros uniform. He absolutely goes off. He hits two bombs and has a single. He's clearly seeing it well, swinging it well. You know, one of them was a 44-foot shot. I mean, this kid, Smitty, look, he's going to do everything he can to make it very difficult for
for Dusty Baker to take him out of that two hole, even if Brantley is healthy.
He's pretty good at baseball, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty good at that dang game of baseball.
He can hit.
Yeah, no.
He can hit and he can do it in a powerful way. And I'm excited to see how much he's able to improve on what he did last year. Like, he came out the box. People did not expect him to have the year that he had last season, coming off of not trying to follow the footsteps of Carlos Correa. He killed it last year, and now you're going to see him build on that. It's exciting time to be an Astro fan this year.
Another young gun that we got to keep our eye on in spring training. A lot of these guys, it's just a matter of getting through healthy. I think there's a couple of them that you'd like to see some growth. You'd like to see some continuation of what we saw in a small sample size last year. Hunter Brown is one of those guys. He threw four innings, gave up one run, struck out four, no walks. Back-to-back solid outings for Hunter Brown. Looked like maybe he's not working on pitches. Maybe things are coming together for him. Again, within 13 days of opening day, so that's good news. Jeremy Pena swinging it well. Hunter Brown on the bump and improving. And then Yordan Alvarez just back in action. We've seen it live with our own eyes. We don't have to listen to Dana Brown or Dusty Baker. We've seen it live. So there
what
you have
updates
it.
Updates would you like?
No, that's it right now, Dusty. Actually, I'd like to have no updates from your ass, if I'm being completely honest. I don't want to hear nothing about no soreness. Just okay, don't talk. Man. The less we hear at this point in time after Yordan swinging, the better off that we are. All right, the Texans. There's a couple of things going on with the Texans right now. Got to get you updated on. One of them is a little bit of a mystery. We've already talked to NFL Hall of Famer John McClain about it, but Smitty and I will cuss and discuss it and see if we can't figure out what in the world is going on with one player. But we got a couple of things on the Texans front to cover. We'll do that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Ron, the show, Hughley is out. Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet, is in. T-Mill is on the ones and twos. If you can't tell, you can usually tell how that thing sounds, that old T-Mill's in there doing his thing. Real quick, I got something I got to clean up here. I got a bone to pick with the announcer for the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, showing horses. I got a little cousin over there showing horses.
Uh-huh.
And she absolutely crushed it today.
Okay.
She absolutely crushed it today. She won first place overall, and it's the youth horse show.
How old is she?
12.
Okay.
Yeah, she's doing work. She's doing work. Hannah Grace, congratulations, baby girl. She had her good day. But the announcer's having a hard time with that last name. Sterner.
Sterner?
Yeah, we get a lot of Stoner and Stoners Stoner type stuff out of it.
I guess since I've known it for so long and I see it and it's very easy, but I can see where somebody be like,
oh, you want to talk about my mom? You want me to talk about my mom showing her ass at a Little League park now?
I'm going to come over there and whoop that ass.
We'd go to Pasadena, or we'd go to Deer Park, or we'd go Beaumont, you know, playing Little League ball or something.
Yeah.
And boy, them announcers, I mean, you Sterner, Stoner, Stoner, you know, they're just trying to do their job.
Yeah.
From the bleachers, bro. From the bleachers, mama would give it to him.
Sterner!
It's Sterner, damn it. I gave you two tries at it. Boy, she'd give it to him. But Hannah Grace Sterner, yeah, they really struggling with that Sterner last name. I guess that old announcer, he's not a listener of The Drive, but we got to get him over here. It's Sterner, baby. Turner with an S. She's going to keep doing big things, so you might as well get used to it. All right, we got used to the Houston Texans. Got kind of a quiet day on the Houston Texans front. I do want to announce, though, again, that we will have Texans general manager Nick Caserio will be on Sports Radio 610 with Payne and Pendergast Monday morning at 7:30. Set you a reminder. Put it on your schedule. It's appointment listening. We are in the middle of free agency. We are, I don't know, I mean, a handful of weeks out of the from the draft. This is not that you don't always want to be tuned in to what the hell Nick Caserio's thinking and what he's saying. This is definitely a time that you want to make sure that you're plugged into Sports Radio 610 to hear what the brains of the operation over there at NRG, what he's up to, what he's thinking. Now, you may have to read between the lines. You may have to be patient and work through some things. But Nick is speaking. He will be on with Payne and Pendergast at 7:30 right here on Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Smitty, there's a handful of needs right now for the Houston Texans. I mean, look, there's more than a handful. Hell, there's several needs. But right now, if we look at it, the glaring needs, pass catcher. Let's put it that. I'm quit saying wide receiver. Pass catcher.
Yeah.
Don't care what it is. Pass catcher, center, and inside linebacker. And there's been an inside linebacker over there. Depending on who you ask, you and I talk about it, this is a big-time upgrade. It's a plug-and-play starter for John McClain. He doesn't move the needle. Not for John, but for me and Smitty, he does. Denzel Perryman, he's been over there, been in Houston for 2 days. Whether they're looking there, it's a workout. They're meeting with the coaches. I'm sure meeting with the general managers, medicals that have to be reviewed. It's 2 days worth of figuring out whether Denzel Perryman is a guy that the Texans want to sign, and I'm sure there's a part of it that does Denzel Perryman want to be a Houston Texan. We haven't heard anything from the organization or Denzel on how that went, if it's still going on, what's going to happen. But, Smitty, this is something to keep an eye on because Denzel Perryman is a guy that if the Texans do sign him, you're going to see him day one, game one, as a starting linebacker for the Texans if he's here, he's healthy.
He's a downhill guy. He's a thumper. He's a sheer tackler. Pro Bowler 2 years ago. Definitely will be an upgrade at that inside linebacker spot that Christian Kirksey held last year. What that would mean for Christian Kirksey, that's to be seen. I wouldn't be surprised if they signed Perryman that a release would follow for Kirksey. John McClain mentioned that it didn't really move the needle for him, but I think anytime you bring in a piece that upgrades the defense and you know that off the rip, the defense is going to need to be the strength of this team to go along with the special teams and the strength that was last year under Coach Ross. Like, I would think that, signing a guy like Perryman, what he would bring to the table would be much needed and much appreciated and be able to be utilized by D'Amico Ryans in that defense. So hopefully they're able to seal that deal and get it done. The Houston Texans did make some official announcements today as far as free agent signings. They announced the signing of Tavier Thomas, DB, of course, Case Keenum, U of H's own, be the backup quarterback here. Noah Brown, that made that official, the wide receiver from the Cowboys. Mike Boone, running back from Denver, that one is official. Andrew Beck, fullback and tight end, that came from Denver as well. And then Chase Winovich, defensive lineman, that came from the Browns. So all those contracts have been signed, sealed, and delivered. They mentioned yesterday, of course, that MJ Stewart, he signed his contract officially as well. There's still some guys that haven't officially become signed, I don't think, but we know those things are coming. They're in the works. The Texans are being methodical in their approach. To me, the big names that they signed is Shaq Mason and Sheldon Rankins. Same thing with the DB Jimmy Ward out of San Francisco. Those are kind of the biggest names that they signed. Robert Woods. But they're signing guys that are going to come in here and start in their improvements over guys that they had on the roster last year. And some people might say, well, that don't mean much because the team wasn't good, very good last year. Well, most of these guys have been starters all over the league. Talking about Shaq Mason, he's been a starter for Super Bowl champion. You talk about Denzel Perryman, if they're able to close that deal, that would be an upgrade, and he would be a starter, and he's been a starter in this league. Robert Woods, same thing with Sheldon Rankin. So they're doing things. Dick Caserio, D'Amico Ryan's putting their heads together to improve this roster. You got to couple that with trades, free agency, and the draft. The Texans are looking to be an improved ball club in 2023.
Well, I tell you, Smitty, one thing I'm just gonna trust. I mean, I'm not necessarily a trust the process guy. I've had about enough of that, if I'm being honest. I'm ready to see some results. But one thing I damn sure am gonna trust about this current regime is I just don't believe that D'Amico Ryans is gonna bring a linebacker in here that can't play linebacker.
Right.
That ain't an upgrade over what we've seen. That doesn't give them a chance to play winning football on the defensive side of the football. And so when I hear D'Amico Ryans and he's got Denzel Perryman in here for 2 days, I got to believe that Denzel Perryman is a commodity, is a player, is a value worth pursuing heavily, if we're being honest. Look, I don't know if he's going to stay healthy or not, but I just trust that D'Amico knows what the hell he wants. He knows what good linebacker play looks like. And Denzel Perryman would be a big-time upgrade. Another player, real quick, Smitty, that I was hoping like hell the Texans would sign, and this makes the point I made out of the gate of I need pass catchers on this football team, and I need them signed quick and in a hurry. Jordan Akins, a guy that I just thought I would have bet good money the Texans were going to re-sign, one of the brighter spots of 2022 in terms of being a pass catcher, being a threat to run after catch. Jordan Akins, he is a free agent and signed with the Cleveland Browns. His ties to Deshaun Watson probably weighed in there, but the Cleveland Browns got a new tight end, and I was hoping like hell the Texans would get him.
Yeah, and he just signs a two-year, you know, $5.2 million deal. You can tell that the Texans had to have evaluated the position and said, you know what, we can get this type of production from somebody else, maybe like a Brevin Jordan, or we're going to go look for somebody for the draft to fill that type of role.
All right, we got a basketball tournament going on. We got a Razorback win in round one. They faced the Kansas Jayhawks in round two. And old Mama Sterner, she may have got out over her skis here. I got a boss that's a KU fan. I got a grad. I got a co-host that's a KU, the president of the fan club. And one other individual my mom likes to talk a little trash to. She may have got out over her skis. I need Smitty and T. Mill to let me know if I need to put a muzzle on Mama, if you know what I mean. We'll explain. I'll let you hear that audio and hopefully get a little feedback. We'll do that next.
Jayhawks are going down.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Ron, the show, Hughley is out. Wade Smith is in. And y'all have heard us talking about this, man. There's a big-time tournament going on, obviously. And look, on this show right here at Sports Radio 610, I needed four teams to win in the first round. I needed Arkansas to win. I needed Kansas to win. I wanted to get an Arkansas-Kansas matchup in the second round. That puts me and my mother up against Ron the Show Hughley and Sarah Frazier, boss lady here at Odyssey Houston.
And then, are winners.
Yes, we were in the first round. And then I needed Texas A&M and Texas to win so that we get one, a unbelievable rivalry matchup that I just love the passion around. But number two, you got John Lopez, you got Tyler Milner with that maroon money and that Aggie blood running deep. And then you got Landry Locker and my wife, actually, our Longhorns. And so you thought, hey, man, it's gonna be great for Sports Radio 610 here, man. Let's make this happen. And Tyler, your damn Aggies went out there and just got funked, man. I mean,
funked hard.
Yes, really hard.
Yes.
Did you just now pick up what I've been saying? Did it take you a while to figure it out?
No, yes. Vaseline.
No Vaseline. Mm. That little fella named Funk was he dropped eight threes on y'all last night, and then the other their A player was an absolute monster. But the Aggies, you had one job, man. You had one job to make my Saturday complete. I wanted A&M Texas and I wanted Arkansas Kansas in the tourney on Saturday. I got two TVs. I don't know if the times would have overlapped, but if they would have, I got two TVs and it's what I spent the money for. And y'all had one job and couldn't get it done.
I'm sorry, man. I really am. Nope. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for me. I'm sorry for everyone missing out on a possible Longhorn Aggie matchup. It was just a piss poor performance, man. Piss poor.
Well, I'm glad you could at least apologize for it, acknowledge it, and we'll move on. I won't beat you up about it.
I guess the good thing is that the higher ups and the decision makers took it out of your hands as far as in the tournament that they decided to go ahead and have Texas join the SEC. So this matchup is going to happen every year in multiple sports. It's going to be a beautiful thing. All will be right in the world because the fact that those two institutions weren't playing every year in every sport, it was a travesty. So thank you to those guys. Unfortunately, A&M couldn't do it themselves in the tournament last night.
Agreed, Smitty. Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, we got Saturday. We got U of H versus Auburn. I'm going to give you a rundown of the Texas teams that are playing in the second round. U of H versus Auburn. It's tomorrow at 6:10 p.m.
6:10.
Okay. Hey, hello. Okay. Come on now. We could have played off. Me. We could have played off that, man. All damn day, man. I dropped the damn ball again.
Sorry, man.
U of H playing Auburn at 6:10 p.m. God dang it. Anyway, Penn State 10 seed that knocked off A&M last night. They get the Longhorns tomorrow at 6:45. So there you go. There's an overlap in those two games for sure. We'll have them on at the Sterner household. And then I don't know if I mentioned this yet or not, but Baylor and Creighton, there's no time to be determined. I don't know what the hell that means, but there's Baylor and Creighton.
So Creighton won that ball game.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is a good thing.
Well, I'll tell you why the it's to be determined is because it's not. It won't happen until Sunday because they played today.
Yeah.
All right. So and then the others, you got TCU plays tonight actually at 9:05. P.M. They got Arizona State, and they'll take on the winner of Grand Canyon and Gonzaga. So, playing Sunday as well. There's your Texas schools. But we got to get to this, man. Tyler, Smitty, my mom may have got out over her skis a bit. You know, she's
whatever the hell that is.
Well, that's good. You probably don't know what that is. Clearly,
get the hell out of here.
Well, look, Kansas and Arkansas are matched up. They play tomorrow, and when Arkansas wins, mom gets a little excited. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who it is. Kind of like me. She understands. She knows shows. She knows Sarah. We actually hung out with Boss Lady at the rodeo the other night. And so she's actually hung out with Sarah a few times. And so she knows the Jayhawks of the crew. And so when there's an opportunity to talk a little trash and maybe a little something on the line more than just a game, she gets excited. Well, she sent me a little video to post on social media, so I posted it. And I'll be honest with you, I listened to it to make sure she don't get me in trouble typically. And then I posted it. Well, I come in today, and she has been nominated for the In the Loop Slime Off. And at first, I thought, damn, what the hell did mom do? What did I miss? I'm thinking, did I miss something that is controversial? Did I miss something that's going to hurt somebody's feelings?
Yeah.
Well, mom may have got a little out over her skis with the way she went at Bill Self. Really, she went at Jeff Goodman of Field of 68. They got a little thing going back and forth. But she went at Bill Self and made a comment about him not being there. And this may not sit real well with some folks. Not that, by the way, you can say what you want on the text line or on social media. Linda don't give a damn what you think. But this may rub some folks wrong.
I ain't got no use for you.
Here's Mama Hogg as she's talking a little trash after the Arkansas win, and we learn that they're matched up against the Jayhawks.
How about them Hogs on their way to second round versus KU? I am one happy Mama Hog tonight. Hey, and Goody, it didn't take you long to start making up excuses why they're not going to be in the game, huh? Yeah, I hear you. Bill Self will possibly not even be there. Hey, you find you a few more excuses, okay? Come on, man. Sheesh. That's pitiful. Hey, show, I know you're up there in Chicago, got your little J's on, and got your scarf around your neck and prancing around there like you own that joint. But I hate to tell you, Jayhawks are going down come Saturday. Ha! I'll talk to you later, for sure. Hey, and Sarah, do not take it out on my boy after my Hogs whoop that ass. We'll see y'all Saturday. Go Hogs!
I mean, look, I can live with talking trash to the boss lady. I actually love the talking trash to show about the scarf and his J's that he's posting on Twitter.
Hey, show.
She's in the slime off because, which I don't even know if she knows this, Smitty, but she's in the slime off because Bill Self is having some heart issues.
Yeah. Find you a few more excuses.
And that's why he may not be on the sideline. She was taking shots at Jeff Goodman. I don't even know if she knows really what Bill Self's health issues are. But
Y'all got to tell me, man. I need to put the muzzle on my man. She need to pump the brakes a little bit.
Nah, you don't need to put the muzzle on, and I'm gonna tell you why. She gave you an opportunity to edit or screen the video, and you missed it. So
yeah.
You putting the muzzle on ain't gonna change anything that comes out of my mouth.
That's the truest thing you ever said.
I mean, if you really think about it, you might have needed to be nominated for the slime off because she sent it to you to make sure that it was good.
Oh,
come on, Clint.
Smitty, I didn't even check up. Never.
Yeah.
Did I even think, boy, that may be a little suspect. But boy, once they put her in that, Landry and Lopez got a way of making things seeming pretty slimy. Boy, they had mom slimier than hell.
Hey,
but
game recognized game. Slime look, recognized slime.
I could put a muzzle on mom if I want to, Smitty. She'll chew right through that son buck.
I hate to tell you.
There ain't no doubt about
already.
It. All right, from mom to MILF hunters, what do you know, Smitty?
Uh-oh.
I mean, look, Zach, in honor of, look, we may not ever get a chance to talk about Zach Wilson again. Zach Wilson's the young quarterback.
Might
be a wrap. He may never make the drive again.
He can't play dead in a horror movie.
Look, Zach Wilson up in New York. Aaron Rodgers is going to be that starting quarterback. Zach Wilson, I think, played his last snaps for New York. But he is one hell of a MILF hunter. Ain't no doubt about it. For those of y'all that don't know what I'm talking about, he apparently laid down one of his mom's best friends. And you look at his mom's social media, I mean, she's about 20 deep on her friends at their parties, and they're all wearing sundresses.
She got a nice little book club that she put together, huh?
Yeah. And they're not very bashful. And in fact, you could see several of them that were probably hunting Zach behind mama's back. But nonetheless, just in honor of the MILF hunter up in New York and the BYU Cougar MILF hunter. Cougar MILF hunter, there you go. That all works together. Zach Wilson. Thought I'd bring it back here, man. I got the MILF hunters of Houston. The MILF hunters of Houston.
Sounds like it should be a calendar or something, bro.
I'd buy that calendar.
Why would you
wait?
No, I'm confused.
I think you're still a little cloudy from last night, bro. The MILF hunters?
You want?
I was thinking each month would have a different Houston MILF on the cover of it.
No, it says MILF hunter.
No.
Yeah, but it's still MILFs, so you can put the MILFs because no one wants to see the hunter.
Apparently, you do.
You might want to sit this one out, G.
That's a better idea than that.
Well, okay, you went up my idea. I wasn't making calendars here, but the MILF hunter is a man, by the way, chasing cougars. For the record, is a man
here.
Chasing cougars. I don't know. I got a quick list here, guys. I think the top MILF hunters in the city of Houston, pro athletes. I got a list, and I'll let y'all decide. Brevin Jordan. I got a little inside information on Brevin Jordan. So okay. He makes the list, and he's mentioned first for a reason. Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce, running back, country boy.
Y'all ain't got to like him, but y'all love him.
White boy Chaz. I think white boy Chaz will surprise some folks. Pretty boy panty dropping Jeremy Pena. And who was the last one I added to it? I had one more. Who's a big, tall utility? David Hensley. David Hensley, the utility player for
Chandler
the Astros.
Parsons.
Chandler Parsons looking like. I think those are your MILF hunters in Houston, boy. I think those are your MILF hunters in Houston. I think all you Cougars out there, beware or not. I mean, if you're looking for a pro athlete, I think you run across any of these guys right here, there is a chance you are going to be hunted.
Listen, Tucker got a lot of mention on the text line as a I can't even say the full line of what he was. His name was Ken Tuck. King Tuck,
the MILF.
All hell, King Tuck.
I don't know how, but Dusty Baker was listed multiple times on there. I mean, Dusty, you know, he's a cool cat. I'm sure all women of all ages are fan of Dusty Baker. But, you know, out of that list that you put out there,
saying.
I think Damian Pierce could have an easy go of it because – He's kind of an old souls country boy. You know, I think anybody and everybody from that age group would be very, very keen on old Damian Pierce, man. I think he could do numbers in the great, great state of Texas here in this city of Houston.
If you're going to be a hunter, here's what you got to have. You got to have a little swag. You got to have a little confidence,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be okay with being kind of behind the scenes, flying under the radar.
Yeah.
Like the dude that walks in beating on his chest and telling everybody he's a pro athlete and all that kind of job, that's not the guy. That guy usually goes after the Instagram models that are that care what kind of car you drive and want you to buy them something.
He and stays
that kind
in of, DMs and stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
The MILF hunter ain't in DMs.
Nah, the MILF hunter is looking for the older lady that has her own gig.
He remembers her own phone money. Numbers on his own.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Appreciates the confident one. Appreciates the one that's got her own goods and doesn't need you. In fact, the one that's using you the same way you're using her. That's what you got to have. And I'm with you, Smitty. I'm with you. I think Damien appears. Sorry, Damien. It is a compliment, man. All doers. It is a huge compliment coming from me. I can't speak for everybody, but it's a huge compliment coming from me. Damien Pierce, the MILF hunter, the H-Town MILF hunter. That's where we're at. All right, guys. T-Mill, good job today. Smitty, great job today as usual. Hell of a week, man. Enjoyed it. Appreciate you hanging out with us. And what you got for the people, bro?
It's always real, fellas.
There it is. And from Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Ugly. We'll be back and go see a little Kojo tonight, boys. Gonna go see
Get
a little
some green beer.
Gonna see a little Kojo tonight over at the Houston Livestock Show in Rodeo. See y'all next week. Ron the Show, Ugly. We'll be back. Houston, we love you, baby.
That ain't flipping a trip at all. And I just made that term up, flipping a trip.
Okay.
That ain't doing
it. Sounded really good.
It did, didn't it?
I like it.
That's not flipping a trip at all. Houston, third time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.